Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How y'all feel? Team Badger! Multi-hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
Ah! All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, we need to get to what's on tap. 1 hour down, one to go. Boy, the weekend's almost here. Shane and Bruce with you here on Sports Daily. Glad you could join us this morning. What's on tap? Brought to you by Side Pockets, where the Friday lunch special is your choice of a quarter-pound hamburger or cheeseburger with fries for $5.95 or a specialty burger with fries for only $6.50. That's today out at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets. We had Jim Callis on earlier today. We were talking Major League Baseball and the Royals draft and how well they did. If you missed that and you want to re-listen to it, go to kfhradio.com. After we talked to Phil Steele, we'll talk some headlines. Kansas Sports Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. Also, we'll update the U.S. Open and get you up to speed on what's going on in the World Cup as well. But right now we go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline, and very pleased to be joined by the author of the Bible of College Football, basically, the College Football Preview, Phil Steele, joining us. Phil, appreciate you taking some time. I know you're making a lot of hits today. What's the latest with the magazine? I want to make sure that folks know where and when they can get it.
Well, I appreciate that. And the magazine hits the newsstands officially on June 26th. It'll be available at Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, CVS, Publix, Target, Walgreens, Walmart, places like that. It may hit some of the newsstands as early as June the 19th. And when you pick up a magazine, all I ask you to do at the newsstand compared to every other magazine out there, and you'll see 3 to 4 times the amount of information. Not only is it bigger at 352 pages, but there's very little white space, just information on top of information, and I feel 3 to 4 times the amount. Now, if you want to get it before it hits the newsstands, you can go to Twitter, which is at PhilSteele042. That's at PhilSteele042. Got complete information pinned to the top of the Twitter page, or go to the website, which is PhilSteele.com. That's PhilSteele, STEELE.com. And you can actually now download it to your Google Play, iPhone, or even your own computer. So a lot of different ways to get it.
As someone that worked on the K-State Football Network for 11 years, it's the only magazine that I ever needed. It's that good. I've always touted it, and not only is it that good, it laps the field. It's that good. So there's only one place to go, and I really mean that in all truth, not just because we have the gentleman on the air with us. Phil, let's talk a little bit about the Big 12, and I'm curious about it. And obviously, it's right in our backyard, but it is lagged, especially behind the SEC, the ACC even recently, and certainly the Big Ten, in terms of getting teams to the college football playoff, of teams outside Oklahoma, at least. And more than that, in the NFL draft, not producing players like they did as recently as 10 or 15 years ago, even in the NFL draft. Where is the Big 12 right now in the structure of the Power Five, and are they getting closer to where they need to be or further away from where they should be?
Well, this year, I think it's going to be a little step back because I don't see that dominant team in the Big 12. I think there's going to be a little more parity. You know, Oklahoma loses Baker Mayfield. Last year, of the Power Five conferences, I rated them the fourth best conference. coming in this year, actually, I'm down there at number five, even behind the Pac-12. It's just basically do what's coming back this year. I think it's wide open. I think it's going to be a very interesting race for the Big 12. And the thing I hope doesn't happen, but I really, looking at the landscape of college football, wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, 5 years from now, we all of a sudden had four 16-team super conferences, and maybe the one that comes out of the mix is the Big 12. But we'll see how that plays out. I used to love it when Oklahoma was playing Nebraska every year and, missed some of those games.
Phil Steele joining us. We're talking Big 12 football as his college football preview is coming out. Now, obviously, your research is months and months and months. But how interesting or difficult or combination thereof was it for you to talk about and predict what Kyler Murray would do for Oklahoma? Because it's now his job to take over for Baker Mayfield. But then just recently, it kind of had a wrench thrown in the plans because he got drafted in the first round by the Oakland A's.
Yeah, and it's something where you always deal with things in the magazine business. And, it's one of the reasons that I put my magazine out later than everyone else. I go out after spring practices are over. I go out after I talk to the head coaches have had their post-spring interviews. So we do catch a lot of the players that are transferring or won't be a part of the team this year. But the Kyler Murray situation definitely is one of those question marks up in the air. When I talked to Coach Lincoln Riley this year going over the team, he really likes Murray, a different type of quarterback than Mayfield. Murray's more of a runner than Mayfield, even though Mayfield was a dangerous runner. But he's got starting experience, and you'd like to have him out there. But he was also confident in Austin Kendall. He's more of a pocket passer. He's improved physically. He's got great touch on the ball. I think Murray should decide on playing college football this year, and if he does, it's got a pretty good supporting cast, an outstanding offensive line, dangerous set of running backs, and some pretty good receivers.
When you set out to work on a team like Kansas State every year, talk about the Bill Snyder factor. How much of an X factor is he, as opposed to maybe other teams, when you're delving into against the spread and things like that? For many, many years, Kansas State was absolutely unbelievable against the spread. Was that a lot the Bill Snyder factor? And is he an outlier as far as coaches that you deal with and knowing what to expect from?
Yeah, he basically, in my mind, perhaps maybe the best head coach all-time college football for what he did with Kansas State. You go back to what this program was before Bill Snyder took over. We're talking about a team where if they won two or three games in a year, it was a good season. There was a little interest in the fan base. Sure looked like K-State was headed for an FCS, dropping down, maybe even discontinuing football. And then Bill Snyder comes in, and all of a sudden this team's competing for national titles. Really a remarkable job. And when he came back recently, his 10th year back now, he's done just as good a job. And the one thing that, as you point out, the main thing that I look at every year, I've got 9 sets of power ratings, and I plug them into the schedule. And early on in Bill Snyder's career, I've been doing the magazine for 24 years, early on in his career, I would put K-State right where my computer said. If the computer picked them 5th, I'd put them 5th. And Coach Snyder always finished 2 levels or 2 spots ahead of where I had him. He just gets more out of his talent than what the sum of the parts are. And so what I've done recently is I usually look where my computer has them and then pick them a couple spots higher. Like this year, for example.
Interesting.
My 9 computer sets of power ratings say K-State's the 6th best team in the Big 12. So I picked them in a tie for 4th because, I'm not going to doubt Bill Snyder. And I tell you what, it's one of my favorite conversations every year is talking to Coach Snyder. He still knows every single player on the team. When I talk to a coach, I go over, every player, third string linebacker, knows every player's strengths, weaknesses, and he's still amazing, amazing coach. And as far as handicapping goes, you make Bill Snyder an underdog, I'm going to take Bill Snyder because most times he's going to deliver you a win.
Phil Steele, college football insider. He's got these college football preview coming out. He's also on ESPN more and more, and you'll see him as the summer rolls on. Phil Steele joining us here on Sports Daily, Shane and Bruce here on a Friday. Speaking of coaches, it just came out that the Oklahoma State AD basically said that Mike Gundy needs to either recruit a different kind of guy or step up his recruiting if they want to continue to do or exceed what they've done in the Big 12. What kind of people, players over the year have you seen, Phil, that Mike Gundy has been able to attract to Stillwater, and is it good enough to win a Big 12?
Well, you know, he's proven, if you look at what's gone on, they've had a couple of battles with Oklahoma, which have gone down on the wire, where if they win the game, they win the Big 12. So it hasn't been far away from actually winning the Big 12. Just hasn't got there. Maybe the AD's looking at the quarterback situation this year, because, you know, you're looking at the potential starting quarterback might be Taylor Cornelius, who is, you know, low down on the recruiting charts, but he has got good size, 6'6", 232. I don't know if he's looking for him to bring in the big-time recruits. You know, he's brought in some. You look at Justice Hill, a running back, is a solid running back there this year, but that's probably what he's reaching for. He wants more of the maybe he wants to see Oklahoma State rated at the top of the recruiting classes as opposed to 3, 4, or 5. But I do think Gundy gets good work out of his players and develops them well.
Yeah, gee, you look at the number of guys that have been drafted, and Oklahoma State does a pretty good job in my way of thinking. Phil, how much of an advantage does the SEC have right now in terms of cachet and relative to recruiting because of that cachet? Are they still a stutter step or more ahead of everyone else in that regard? And do you see any end in sight for that?
Yeah, actually, it's closed in a little bit in recent years. In fact, in writing the magazine, you know, I do that toughest conference article. And in my head, I used to chuckle a little bit when I'd start writing the article because I'm like, what is the toughest conference? I'm like, that's not really the question. The question is, who's the second best conference? Because, you know, the SEC is number one. It was that way for 10 years. And then 2 years ago, the ACC actually beat them out as my toughest conference. And I was stunned. And then last year, the Big Ten beat them out as my toughest conference. They were close. And coming into this year, I've got them tied with the Big Ten. So they're still at the top. They're still going to produce the most draft picks. But they had some problems at the lower end of the SEC last year. You're looking at teams like Tennessee and Florida, which generally are going to get you 9-10 wins every season, and both just had dumpster fire years to go along with, you know, a team like a Vanderbilt. And Arkansas had a rough year last year, and Mississippi didn't make a bowl, and there was just a lot of teams at the bottom of the SEC wasn't quite the strength it was. Now, the SEC is still up there. It's still one of the top conferences, but it has got a lot closer, and right now the Big Ten and ACC are the ones that are closest to it.
Talking college football with Phil Steele. Who is this year's UCF, Phil? Maybe not necessarily going undefeated, but who's the next non-Power 5 to really make some noise?
Yeah, the one I think is the best this year, and I like Florida Atlantic, I like UCF, but I'm going to go with Boise State. Now, Boise State last year was an inexperienced team coming into the year. Maybe a little fortunate to get to 11-3, because as an example, they trailed Colorado State by 14 points with 2 minutes to go in the game. Somehow won that game, trailed Wyoming in the fourth quarter, came back and won. But they were playing their best ball at the end of the season. They've got 10 returning starters on defense this year. In fact, they've got my number 16 rated defensive line in the country. The secondary ranks in my top units. They're solid on special teams. I rate number 15 in the country. They've got a solid kicker, punter, and return men. And then they've got a veteran senior quarterback in Brett Rippon, who has been there for quite some time, and I think he's poised to have a big season. Senior year, and the offensive line looks solid. When you look at their schedule, they play Oklahoma State on the road. Oklahoma State looks like they're in a little bit of a rebuilding mode this year. Wouldn't surprise me if Boise State was to pull an upset there. Then they would have that shot at the 12-0 season. So I think that Boise's my team to get to the Group of Five New Year's Day bowl bid.
Because of that, is the Mountain West the best outside the Power Five, or is it the American, or do you like another league to fill that role?
Yeah, the last couple of years it has been the American, and you know, I think it's very close between the two teams as far as between the two conferences for the toughest conference out there, and I think it'll be close again this year. But I went with the American as the sixth and I went with the Mountain West as the seventh. I still think the American, top to bottom, when you look at them, you've got the talent with teams like UCF. You got USF. I think Temple's going to be a much improved team this year. And on the flip side, you got Memphis, Navy, Houston. Houston's got Ed Oliver, who's he's going to probably be the second pick in the draft next year, maybe the first. So I think there's good talent in the AAC, and I'm picking a team like SMU, which made a bowl game last year, which has a lot of talent back. I'm picking them sixth in their division. So I think just better overall depth in the AAC right now.
Talking college football with Phil Steele, ESPN Insider. He's got a college football preview coming out that he does every single year. He's done 20-plus years. Pleased to have him join us. I'm going to allow you the chance now, Phil, to kind of pat yourself on the back here and can maybe pull back the curtain. When the season is over, how soon do you start getting ready to write or put together your stuff for the next year's college football preview?
Actually, before the season is over, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we start full-blown into the college because a lot of teams' season has ended. So we can take all their stats, they're finalized, let's go ahead and get the right-hand pages done. And what we do is we do a post season analysis of the team. We go back and read through every article that's written on the team the entire season, get a real good flavor for just what played out, think of what looks ahead for this position, this unit, and we do the post-season right through. Then when spring starts, which would be March, we do the pre-spring right through. We take a look at all the stuff that we wrote before and then add in the freshmen, anybody that transferred out unexpectedly, and then we do the post-season right through, post-spring right through after that, a third right through on the magazine. And this is after I've talked to the coaches. I talked to over 100 coaches this year. We go in depth. We go over every player on the team. The coaches' conversations do generally take about an hour apiece. And we get all the latest. We've got all our two deeps are correctly in line on every team out there. And I think it really makes us by far the magazine with the most information, but also the most accurate magazine as well.
Final one from me, Tom. How much is the Tom Herman effect going to be felt at Texas in his second year?
I think it's going to be felt big this year. You know, the Big 12 is wide open. I think Texas has a shot at winning it. And I'll tell you what, when I talked to Coach Herman this year, and we were going over his team in the spring, we talked about the offensive line, and he was livid about the offensive line and running backs last year. They did not have a running game. Texas struggled to run the football with their running backs. They're going to have an improved running game this year. They've got talent in both areas. He'll get the most out of the offensive line and running backs. And when they do that, they've got two capable quarterbacks in Ehringer and Burchell. They had one of the top defenses in the Big 12 last year, and they got the bulk of it back this year with seven starters back. The Big 12 could very well come down to that Red River rivalry, said it slowly to make sure I had it right, on October the 6th when they play Oklahoma. But they're a legitimate contender this year, and they're my number two surprise team in the country, which is a non-top 10 team that I think can actually contend for the playoffs.
And so you probably already answered it, but who do you think is going to win the Big 12 and who's going to jump up and bite some people? I know you like Texas. Is that the answer?
I've got Oklahoma and Texas tied for first in the Big 12. It was that tough for me to go through it. You know, and then you look at the rest of the conference. I'm going to say that it goes six deep with teams that could legitimately win the conference. TCU is very inexperienced, but they still have my number one set of defensive linemen, linebacker, and DBs in the league. Gary Patterson always gets the best out of the Frogs. West Virginia's got Will Grier at quarterback, and they've only had three starters back on defense the last 2 years. When I talked to Tony Gibson and went over his defense with him this year. Five starters back. He's got guys like Askew Henry, Tonkery, and Long at the linebacking core. They're going to have their best defense they've had in years. K-State, never discount K-State. To be honest with you, I'm rooting for Bill Snyder to break through and actually get one before he eventually retires. Probably retire when he's, what, 95? And then the other team would be Oklahoma State just because they're always up there. And, you know, if they can get that quarterback to emerge this year, they've got some good surrounding talent. So I think it's a 16 wide open race, but I went with Oklahoma and Texas to tie for first.
Phil, you're the best. We'll always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys today.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Phil.
Phil Steele from a lot of places. ESPN, he's on. Insider College Football Preview is coming out. And then full disclosure, that thing's going to be in front of me at my college fantasy football draft, even though that's not what it's built for. But when you have the depth chart, from the two deeps, special teams. He's got it all. That thing is
well, and Shane, you know, and Bruce, he's got
that thing's unbelievable.
He's got every number against the number for the last 5 years for every single program. So if you like coming at a team from that way, you can get it. And he's been doing it for years. He's so far ahead of the curve in college football. I mean, and I know that other people work hard on things, and I respect them for that. But that's literally the only one I ever needed to pick up.
No doubt.
I picked up Phil Steele. I had it. I traveled with it. I still do it. I don't do as much college football as I used to, but I still have it with me and refer to it in a remarkable amount of time. So it's can't miss stuff. Everything that you can possibly want to know, and then some things that you don't even think that you'd need to know that you find out about and are glad to know it. So
well,
it's all there for you.
He hit it because he even before the season's over, he's getting ready for the next year's season. That tells you what kind of exhaustive research he does. Hey, you know when you wake up in the middle of the night to flip the pillow to the cool side, or when you fold it or punch it or stack a couple, you're losing sleep, and you don't need to have your sleep interrupted anymore. Those days are over for me since my pillow came into my life. I'd reposition myself, sleep on your side, back, front. Go to MyPillow.com, and not only to click on the two-pack special, but check it out because they're going to ask you questions. How do you sleep? Do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on your back? What's your old pillow look like? What's it made of? And then you understand what the best pillow for you will be. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow for a couple of months now, and the quality of sleep I get now has dramatically improved. It is night and day, literally, from the way I used to sleep. And I used to like my pillows, but MyPillow from MyPillow.com is the best. And you can get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. But in order to do so, you need to punch in the code KFH up in the upper right-hand corner. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use the code KFH for one low price. Again, KFH in the promo code bar up in the right-hand corner. Click on the two-pack special, MyPillow.com. More Sports Daily after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.